What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Come on, show me some lines. There we go. Yo, you talk about technical difficulties, man. Jesus Christ. Welcome to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. I am the world's worst audio engineer, J.Dot Flan. And across from me, as always, is my brother, Rich Nerd. We are the White Pants Society. And you are now rocking with the best. Anyway, technical difficulties all over the place. Couldn't get the music playing. Couldn't get shit recorded. Like, I don't know. I'm getting too old for this shit. I feel like Detective Murtaugh or something. Anyway, let's pay these bills real quick. TTCharities.org. Please go check out the website. Donate what you can. Time, money, clothes, books. Whatever it is. Repost, to retweet. Every little bit helps. But help a great organization that's doing great things for our brothers and sisters out there continue to do those things. So again, check out the website, ttcharities.org. I know they just did a big, I know I saw him dropping off like toiletry packs, you know, and things to people in need. It was a pretty successful project. So thanks to all the people who did donate, you know, whatever you could. And, if you weren't able to this time around, check them out now and see if you can do something to help. And also we have Rena's Cakeys. I think I posted a picture on our Facebook from Rena this week. It looks like a wedding cake she did.
Yeah, that cake did look pretty good.
Pretty awesome. I don't understand how people can cut into those things.
it's too pretty.
It's too pretty. It's too motherfucking pretty. Anyway, Rena's Cakeys. A cake. If you don't know what a cake is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing on it, flavored icing. They come in some pretty bomb flavors. My favorite being the lemon and the lime. But they got tons of other flavors. And she does everything from pies, cakes, wedding cakes, birthday cakes. Just whatever you need. I'm sure it'll be delicious. Holla at Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S, Cakeys.com. And then last but not least, our brother Alex and the Celebrity Hair Corp.com, where you can get your natural hair extensions taken care of. With the always amazing added benefit of no shipping and no tax. Free shipping and no tax. I almost messed that up. No shipping. Like, they're not going to send it so you can buy it, but it ain't coming, so you know. Free shipping and no tax. So, ladies, let Celebrity Hair Corp make you look like the star that you are. And with that said, we can get to work now, Rich.
Are you back?
Yeah, we missed the Monday episode. It's just... Yeah, I think life hit me hard. I'm trying to keep up with everything, but just didn't have the time or energy to get anything done.
I think it was a hectic weekend. Monday. Yeah, but we back, we here, we ready.
But we back, and we back, and we back. Man, I need some new chance. I gotta stop doing that to like artists. Like, if they put out something that's like classic material, I need to let that material ride and don't be like, I need something new from them. But I always want. Like,
yeah, exactly. New music. Follow up.
I'm always excited to get some new music, but we do need to start letting classics stand as classics and not force people to have to continue to put out product.
Can his last album though be considered a classic? I mean, it's dope, but is it too soon to call it a classic?
All right. Classic is a strong word.
It's definitely gonna be there. All
right, but I think it's a powerful enough body of work that we shouldn't be, you know, he shouldn't be under any pressure to have to give us
immediate follow up.
Like, let this record stand. Let's enjoy it. Let's have some time with it. Let's get back to that. I think that was like part of the, in my mind, like the de-evolution of hip hop a little bit when it got to be a product and people had to like continually put out product in order to stay relevant, stay, you know, in people's good graces. If you hadn't dropped an album in a year, you know, you were forgotten about. When, you know, albums used to go years and staying, you know, before we start pressuring artists to have to give us something else. So I gotta stop doing that. Chance, do your thing. I'll go listen to How Great again. That's my song that I play like whenever I need God's help.
That's a good song. I mean, I play that song.
Yeah, I be on my heathen shit like most of the time, and then like right before I have a phone interview or something. How great is our God? All right.
The fact that he was able to do that though, yeah. But like not much. You know what I mean? It was pretty good.
And that's the joint with the credit to my cousin Toya or something. I think. Mm. Yeah. I think that's dope. Like my cousin Toya, pretty dope. All right, let's see. what's been bothering me? So Rich was had the forethought to put together like a Facebook group that to me has been like a proving ground for the show. Like we'll talk about stuff in the group, and we had a pretty strong group of brothers in there, all with different opinions and well spoken, well thought out opinions.
Yeah, that's the part that I like about it.
Yeah, so you can't just. Like I can't just go in there and interject some bullshit. Or I'm gonna get called out on it.
Fact which, check like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker, and I have been several times. So yeah, I like going in there because it allows us to introduce the topic, run through it, see, you know, first of all, see how much I actually care about the topic. Like, am I willing to get into this lively debate with people, or do I just not give a fuck enough to keep going back and forth? And then you know. How valid is my opinion? Like, you know, yeah. How valid is what I'm saying? Is it going to stand up to scrutiny? So, yeah, I do like the little group that we have put together there. And I think it's a great thing for the show. But I think one of the things we discovered the other day in the group is this. It's not a new thing, but it's something that I've noticed. And it grinds my gears, Rich. Like, it really upset, and I think more and more people are doing this. They saying like super foul shit, like real confrontational like stuff, and then just drop my LOL at the end of it, and then, like that's like it just washes everything. Yeah. Like we good. Like,
but I said LOL.
Your grandmother breath stink. LOL. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody in the group had dropped something, you know, a post that was, you know, somewhat controversial, but meant to like stir up
exactly
some stuff. And then somebody responded like, "What's wrong with you? You always got a problem." LOL.
Yeah, you completely attacked me, but you put LOL because, and to your point is to start that conversation. But in case it goes left, you can say, "I was just kidding."
I was just yeah,
LOL,
just laughing out loud, right? Nah. Fuck and that. Is that not like the least gangster thing you could possibly say? Like, LOL, laughing out loud. Yeah.
And I mean, if it was in you, pause, to start this argument, to bring something up, to start this conversation, you want to go there, then you need to fully commit. Don't create that back door.
Oh, the people is pump faking out here. Not...
Damn, I ain't hear that one in a minute.
I'm saying, like you said, like if you're going to say something, especially in a public, you know,
in a public forum
like that, like, to, you know, have enough in you to pause to stand behind what you're saying. Don't try to throw some LOL, but people just people will say anything to you and be like, "Man, that's the gayest shit I ever heard." LOL. All right, dude. I mean, the first part of your sentence sounded pretty inflammatory. Like you wanted, like we need to have a conversation, but because you said LOL, then
I'm supposed to let it slide.
It's all good. It's all gravy. Like if I don't know you like that, like if I don't know you enough to know that was a joke, like I think if I know you, you don't have to put the LOL,
exactly,
because I know it's a joke. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel like you have to put the LOL so that I know it's a joke, then we probably don't know each other well enough
for you to make that, statement,
statement in the first place. So I don't know. Yeah, that's been bugging me. I've seen it a lot. Yeah, I think I've probably been guilty of doing it. Like say something, be like in my feelings, like halfway through my post, and then get to the end, be like, "Shit, that's a little strong," but I still want to post it. LOL, bang.
You know? I mean, that's why I said it. I feel like now more than ever, it's important to foster real bonds and create real friendships, especially in the African American community among males, and that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that we have this group of friends that we have, because I don't LOL or downplay shit. Like, you'll tell me some shit, I'll tell you some shit, We'll talk to B Money, Alex, like anybody, and we're able to say whatever the fuck we want to say, and hash it out.
Yeah.
And we do got some argumentative motherfuckers in there.
I'm an argumentative motherfucker.
So, and especially when we get to those topics where people just get super passionate, but we're able to speak about it and converse about it. I think more people need to get to the point where they're fostering real relationships and you know, having these real bonds with people. Then you don't got to hide behind that LOL. Fact, like you said, the fact that you got to put it means that you don't know me well enough.
And it's like, yeah, I think one of the biggest takeaways from our group, you know, for me is that, you know, if I do reach that place, if I get that place where I'm seeing red and I'm just typing because, you know, and I'm just, you know, saying whatever it is I want to say because we've hit one of those few topics I'm like extremely passionate about. I try to be. I think you also, as a man, need to, you know, when you've stepped too far or when you think you may have stepped too far, mm-hmm. you know, if you think you've insulted another man, you should be, you know, you should be man enough to say, you know what, I don't like the way I came off with that.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know, I don't like the tone I had, mm-hmm. you know, right there. Now, whether you find offense to it or not, that's not the kind of person I want to be. I just want to let you know
exactly
that I'm going to check myself on that one, you know. So, that's my rant. Not really a rant.
Yeah, I can go with that. I do appreciate the growth that has come from not only this podcast, but from that group overall. Because I feel like we started the podcast and we sort of started to find our voices and be able to just talk about a plethora of shit. I mean, we were having these conversations anyway, but I feel like this podcast enabled us to take it to a whole nother level. I feel like it strengthened our friendship because now it's like, all right, no holds barred, but it should be like that in a real friendship anyway. Yeah, yeah. You should be able to express yourself and have those real, raw conversations. And then now with the group, that shit is helping to expand it. You know, it's teaching and how to foster those relationships. And I feel like a lot of African-American men don't know how to make friends or be a friend.
I mean, because we all got that, you know, I mean, just men in general, everybody got that little bit of alpha male in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and when confrontations come, you got to learn how to, you know, how to have confrontation, you know, and then be able to back it back down. Like I said, like when I cross lines, I'm not going to wait for you to, you know, I'm not going to wait for you to check me. I'm not going to wait for you to come back and be like, dude, that was, you know,
exactly,
that was unnecessary. If I feel like I did something wrong, you know, whether or not you even acknowledge it, you might be like, dude, I don't see what you're talking about, but okay. But I need to say it for me to say, you know, I was wrong there. You know, it was no reason for me to take that tone.
Exactly.
You know, I apologize. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think but that's part of getting older. You just realize, like, there's certain parts of bravado that it's not necessary. I remember listening to Drink Champs, and he was talking about Styles P. And he's like, you know how I know Styles P is a killer? Because he was at my house, and something got knocked over. Or he knocked something over, and it broke. He got up and got a broom and swept it up and put it in the trash and didn't say nothing. And I'm like, that's a killer, right? That's a killer. Because when you get to that point where, like, shit happens, and it don't even, like, it don't faze you at all, you mm-hmm. just... You know, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna sweep this up. I'm gonna apologize to my man. I'm gonna sit back down. Like that was a shooter. That was a shooter.
Exactly. And see, that's a sign of real growth. So people don't realize. Everybody wants to be the alpha male, and as part of being alpha male, of course, you're going to exert your will and exert your dominance, and you want to be the leader of the pack. But at the same time, people don't realize that a part of being a king is also compassion and diplomacy. You know, so being able to, you know, take that step back and to admit your wrongs or, you know, give a little bit more to your people to uplift them. That's the real, you know, showing and test of a king and the leader of the pack. And a lot of people don't have that mentality. They just think that I got to just be a killer and go out here and it's what I say goes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not always like that.
I'm trying to get there. But you know what the craziest thing is about, like, the podcast and having these discussions? So this is episode 74.
Mm-hmm.
We done 73 of these episodes, and really, in most situations, we record them. I think you're doing a lot of the editing now. Mm-hmm. You know, before when I was doing the editing, it was we record it, I would like spot check it, like go through, listen to certain spots just to make sure the audio was clean all the way through, and never listen to that shit again. And then like 2 months later, somebody would walk up to me and be like, "Yeah, Tessa Thompson, bro. Fuck is you talking about? I have no idea what you talking about." And it's not like we have this large group of listeners. Mm-hmm. Like it's still like a pretty close knit group of people that we know people. Listen to the podcast, but they just start talking to me about something I say, and I'm like, "I said that shit? What episode? I gotta go back and look at that. I don't even remember. I don't remember none of that." So I can't imagine like if we ever do pop off. Yeah, like people that actually listen to this show, like the kind of stuff I'm gonna have to deal with, because I swear to God, I don't remember. It's 73 episodes, Rich. I don't remember what we've talked about.
I think what helps though is the fact that a lot of these conversations or the topics that we discuss, like they're actually real conversations. We actually have these conversations with one another. These are the stances that we've chosen to take. These are our actual thoughts. And we'll talk about it on the show. So if you stop me, I may not remember what the hell happened on the show, but I can go with the conversation.
That was like the first month of the group chat on Facebook.
Oh shit! When somebody when K Dot was trying to catch up. Oh shit! Oh man! Because he would just randomly
Jump right in. Like, dog, what you talking about? Transgenders? But what? Huh? What are we talking about? I forgot.
Shout out to K keeping us on our toes though, because he.
Fact check.
I was about to say, he's a fact checking motherfucker. He will fact check the shit out of everything, but he also introduces a lot of good topics too. Yeah, yeah. So we do have some good conversations coming out of that group.
And like I said, it helps me in the sense that you know, I get to see where my opinions have holes, or you know, if what I believe or if what I'm saying stands up to scrutiny. I also feel like in the group, like that we'll take the opposing side just because it has to happen. We can't all like, no, nobody ever wouldn't be in all shaking hands all day. And I know like,
everyone does that.
Yeah, you agree? I agree with you too. You're absolutely right. I love what you just said there.
I'm gonna highlight the other side just because. Let me see if I can sway you. If I can sway you this easily, that means you weren't passionate enough to begin with. Right. So therefore, your opinion is invalid.
Iron sharpens iron. Steel sharpens steel or whatever. Whatever it is, I don't know. I'm sure K-Dot will fact check that one and tell me the exact verbiage. All right, man. What else we got? You got anything to rant about there?
No, I think that was a pretty good one. I was basically gonna talk about the group too, because like I said, I've been liking the direction that it's been going in, and I appreciate the growth that's come from it. So I'm good. I will say I'm tired as shit though. So what I'm sipping today is this QT Energy. And I'm for the life of me, I don't know where I got this from. I think this might be one of the ones that we got from Tom. We went up to Dallas or something like that. Because I never have energy drinks. And I have this and a 5-hour energy in my refrigerator.
Zero calories.
Yes, I'm thinking it's from zero sugar, zero calories. I'm thinking we got this when we went to Dallas. And I just...
Yeah, it looks like a Tom sort of drink. I'm going to put that on Tom Paul. All right, well, speaking of people putting things on people, I don't really want to give it no play, but I feel like...
I don't want to give it no play. There's you no know, way we I'm going to try not to go... Yeah, I'm not going to go past 5 minutes.
All right. So, I don't know. Usher, whatever. I don't know what the fuck is happening. People claiming he giving people herpes and they suing, and then it's like clearly just a tactic to get money. Right now, Usher ain't looking too good in the game.
He got a. So I don't know if it's. I don't know if he should officially come out and make a statement, or if he should just let it rock because he. Like, I don't know if he's staying quiet because he feels like he's guilty, or he's staying quiet because he wants to let it play out because he's prepping his case in return. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think staying quiet is probably the right move. Like, this. Yeah, I really haven't even followed it because. This is definitely one of those ones where I don't care enough.
So right now, Usher is being sued publicly by three people, two women and one man, on the grounds that he knowingly had sexual intercourse with them, exposing them to herpes. One woman decided that she did not want to be nameless. She wanted to be in public, in the spotlight. Her name is Quantasia Sharpton.
Motherfucker.
Her name is Quantasia Sharpton, and she's publicly said that, Usher picked her up at a concert, sent the security guard to get her, blah, 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 blah. They had sexual intercourse. She later found out that he was positive for herpes, and now she's upset, and this caused her all types of mental and emotional distress. Luckily, she has not been infected, and she... First of all, she's 21 with three kids. Let's just say that. Number two, this didn't happen yesterday. This was some time ago, like some years ago, which means, basically, Usher was fucking a teenager.
Here's where I'm lost already. This is where
this is why
I want to just tap out and be like, pause. Like, I just...
That's what I'm saying. I don't
like, how many stereotypes can you fit into one motherfucking individual? Like, Quantasia Sharpton, like, how you couldn't write this shit, man.
It gets worse.
And then you 21 with three kids.
It gets worse.
And you suing, because you pretty much did some groupie types.
She did some groupie type shit. Come to find out, the week before she filed the lawsuit, she put on her social media feeds she was broke and that she basically, like, she needed money. Like, yo, I need some money. Like, what I'm gonna do, blah, 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 blah. Like, whatever. Just putting it out there. I need some money. Like, she about to get this come up. Then she puts up there, oh, I'm gonna enjoy my last day being a regular woman, because she knows she's trying to catapult herself into the spotlight. So basically, all of this shit was done just for money. Oh, she contacted the celebrity lawyer, so she knew what was gonna happen.
She ain't been regular since somebody gave her the name Quantasia. That can't really be her actual name. Sharpton too.
Sharpton.
Like, how black? Like, I mean, that's her
real name.
This is some racist shit. That I know this is coming from the racist part of my, like, the self hate part of my psyche right now. How black of a motherfucking name is Quantasia Sharpton? Like, it could only... That's blacker than Jackson. Like, like, Sharpton? It's only one Sharpton everybody know. Quantasia.
Man, listen. And then, so then it comes out, the fact that she's actually been doing this for a while. Last year sometime, she tried to perpetrate a fraud and say that she was pregnant with twins by August Alsina. She created a spoofed IG account and Facebook, I believe, and told everybody that she was working for Def Jam and she was in charge of, like, artist management and, like, stuff like that. It was a few other artists, basically. Basically, she goes to all of the concerts just so that way she can physically be able to say, oh, I get a picture, like, trying to shake the person's hand, or get a picture, like, I'm at this concert. So later on, she can say, yeah, I did this or I did that. And she can prove that she was there, or that she may have met the person. However, it doesn't mean that something went on. She's looking for cases.
All right, so this is going to be my last comment on this shit, right? And I think I actually lost what I was getting ready to say, because I just can't get over this Quantasia Sharpton situation. But God damn it. Oh, come on, people. Oh, no, God, this is what I was going to say. Because this is what bothers me about all this type of shit. Like, I don't care about Usher and his herpes, or whether he do or do not have herpes, and who he's sleeping with, or whether it was a dude involved in the situation. Not my concern. What I see here is what sounds like a pretty talented young lady. She got a skill. Mm-hmm. You putting together these IG pages, you weaving these stories, like, you could either be writing some fiction. There's some legitimate shit you could be doing with this talent that you have to try to try to make money. When people are making money in the social media world, you don't have to go this. Yeah. I'm gonna steal money from celebrities to make a come up. You could do something on the up and up with the skills that you obviously have. I mean, you got a name like Quantasia Sharpton, so. Like, somebody gonna pay attention. What Quantasia say today? Oh, fuck it.
And plus, I'm gonna close it out here, because I want to move on to the fact that she's doing this has opened her. She's opened herself up to so much social ridicule and shaming and stuff like that. They attacking her,
but she about to be famous.
If
the Cash Me Out chick is famous, she about to be famous. Rich, we need to switch this shit up. Like, let's just do something completely ignorant like that, and it doesn't matter if we hate it, we gonna be famous. Like, just do some ignorance.
Nick, because it's working for them. Last thing, I'm going to close it out here. I feel like Usher needs to make a statement because the dude that's on the lawsuit said he contracted herpes from Usher after they had oral sex. I'm going to need Usher to make a statement. Period. You got dudes out here saying you slobbing their knob and they going down on you and you shooting loads and they got herpes now. Usher.
All right, man. Let's get
dude, my hey, nigga.
Let's get far away from this topic, nigga. I don't, man.
All right, so
I'll never be able to listen to Dive ever again. This used to be my motherfucking song. Going nowhere. All right, anyway.
All right, so now that we finished breaking that one down, let's try to break this one down. Jay-Z, still gone, 444. You know, he's been slowly releasing videos, and this past week, he released a video for Moonlight. Not only did he release one video, he released four different videos for Moonlight, and I would encourage you, if you're so inclined, to actually watch all four, because...
We're still on that title exclusive, though.
Yeah, unfortunately. But as you watch them, it's Moonlight, and then the Moonlight behind... It's Moonlight... The Moonlight outtake version, and then Moonlight extended version, and then the Moonlight behind the scenes. And each video shows a slightly more and gives a slightly more to the story and a little bit of a different perspective. So as you watch it and you piece it together in your mind, it's like, oh, you know, oh shit. You think of different things. And like, I watched the new extended version I dropped today with Flan. And he was pointing stuff out, I was pointing stuff out, and you just notice different things. So I'm anxious to see what the footnotes on this is going
to
be.
I need the footnote. I'm not ashamed to say, like, I'm not that deep of a person. Like, there's a lot of things that happen that I don't get. And I think people fall into, like, the emperor's clothes syndrome a lot, where something happens and it makes absolutely no sense, and they just... And rather than say it made no sense, they'd be like, oh man, it was so deep, or you know, you just don't understand, you're not catching the deeper meaning and all that, you know. I'm not saying that this made absolutely no sense. Like I definitely feel like there's a message there that I'm not fully grasping. And then I also think it could just be, let's do something, I think, you know, the word Gerard Carmichael used was subversive, and just have the action itself be the conversation starter. Like, it didn't necessarily have to mean exactly this.
Yeah, so that's
but
what
this
I'm
action
thinking.
Is going to make you start talking about
exactly,
you know, this particular topic. Mm-hmm. So,
and then even with the black and white socks, it's like I'm thinking, like, you know, you're trying to find a deeper meaning, and you know, is one end is like, okay, what happens when the shoe is on the other foot? You know, I'm able to walk. I'm able to walk in this line, and she can be in that world, but then she can also be in this other world. Either way, it's still the same person. I'm still doing the same thing. So it's a good video.
I liked it just for the fact, you know, of that ensemble cast. Like,
oh yeah, again, that cast was bananas.
Yeah, that's the again. It's just, you know, getting, you know, the most talented young. black people around, you know, involved in this project, and you can see them all, you know, sort of getting along. Like, I love to see the artists that I like liking each other, you know what I mean? Like, I love to see Gerard Carmichael and Tessa Thompson, you know, getting along, and Issa Rae, TT, don't get too close, Gerard, I'm watching you. But you know, I love to see like all of them together and doing something. Hannibal, you know, everybody that I kind of, you know, like and enjoy.
It was a good cast. And then what was crazy, like we said it on the last episode, you know, how the hell is he getting this many people together? It's crazy that when you watch the behind the scenes, and actually a few of the footnotes, they all said the same thing. Like when you caught them like off camera, like candid, they all said the same thing. They're like, I mean,
it's Jay-Z.
It's fucking Jay-Z. Jay-Z call you. You pick up that phone like, shit, you ain't got to pay me. Like, I get to meet Jay-Z.
Black friends? Bet. I'm in. Jay-Z? Yeah, whatever.
Issa.
You had me at Jigga.
Little Rel was like, I mean, it's fucking Jay-Z. Shit. Like Keith was like, you know, and Jared is like, I don't know if I'm supposed to call him Jay-Z or Jay. I think when you first meet him, you got to call him Jay-Z. And then, you know, after you shake his hand one time, you have that conversation. That's Jay.
But yeah,
I want to see somebody walk up to him and like you said earlier, call him Sean.
Hey, Sean, how's it going, Sean?
I don't know how good that's gonna play over.
I don't know. That's that petty gene in me that just wants to do it to say I did it. But no, I mean, I like the video. I'll be honest. Like, I did not catch the connection between the song and that Oscar situation until I watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that very end where it's like, you know, and the Oscar goes to La La Land and then it, you know, fades to Moonlight.
The
and,
only thing that made me think about it was the fact that the name of the song Moonlight.
And the hook is La La Land.
I was like, then what's his name? Marsha Holler. He's in every fucking video.
True.
So it's like, okay. Is he about to be signed to The Rock? I don't know.
Hey. All right, so let's just get to that. Let's segment away from the video and then more of maybe what we think Jay was trying to say with the whole idea of the song and, you know, Moonlight and connecting it to that, you know, that event. I think we were talking earlier about how you know, because the hook of the song is like, we stuck in La La Land, even if we win, we gonna lose, you know. And it was like, and I was looking at that particular situation. And it's like, in that situation, we won, but it was taken. Like, it's like, even though history books are going to say, you know, best picture for that year is Moonlight, everybody, or, you know, most people realize when you point it out, oh yeah, Moonlight did win.
Yeah.
But that moment,
it was taken away.
And that moment is really the prize. Like, for people from on the outside, you know, like, I'm sure the directors and the cast, or, you know, or whoever gets the trophies when you win Best Picture, but I'm sure them having that statue in their house or on their mantle means something to them. For us that don't get to see that the only time we see that statue is when you on stage giving that speech, for that moment to be taken
That recognition. Yeah.
Hey, like, we all lost that moment. Like, you know, you remember Halle Berry winning hers because of the speech. Now, you know, like,
exactly.
Because like of how she broke down, and, you know, like, that those moments are the important moments, and for this film, I think there was definitely going to be a moment, you know.
Oh yeah,
when they got up there to accept that award,
it was a wrap.
It was going to be a moment, and like,
because it was the talent that was behind that film.
Yeah,
it was some powerful people, and I told you, I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day. She was like, hey, did Moonlight win that award? And I was like, nah, I think La La Land won. Because subconsciously, you take it back to that moment.
To the moment.
And it steals away from it. Yeah. And then you're like, oh yeah, now you got to go back into the vault, unlock it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is what really happened. So, like you said, for all of us, you know, we're not looking at that trophy every day. And when we think back on it, all we're thinking about is that particular moment and the impression that it leaves for us. And the fact that it's an emotional connection. That's what you do to make it remember. And they lost it.
They lost it. Yeah. I'm just really trying to think through the song. So, you know, even if we win, we gonna lose. We got the same fucking flows. I don't know who is who. We got the same watch. She ain't got time to.
Yeah.
Chill.
So it's just like look at Friends, for instance. Friends was about six friends, men and women living in New York City. Just talking about their lives, their relationships, their jobs, and just trying to make it through. That was exactly Living Single that came out a year before. Exactly the same premise. Three men, three women, friends, living in New York City, two sets of roommates, talking about relationships, dating intermittent between each other, trying to make it. It was exactly the same premise. We did exactly the same thing. But the white one was recognized, and the African American one wasn't. We did the same exact thing.
I mean, it was the African American one was recognized with that. So I think that's part of it, and was part of the theme of the entire album, is that if we get into the habit of trying to play the game in their arena.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you're not going to win. Like, even if you win, they're just going to change the rules at the very end and take your win away regardless. Exactly. Like, until we get to the point where we have our own arena. It's our game, and we decide who wins and loses. And we can, I think, like Monique, you know, once said it, like, she don't care about an Oscar. Like, because that's not recognition from the people that she wants recognition from.
Yeah.
She wants recognition, like a BET award, Image Award means more to her. I won't say BET because that ain't ours now anyway. But like an Image Award means more to her because that's the recognition from the people that she wants the recognition from. You know, and that was one of the themes to me in the album is, you know, like we've got the infrastructure, but we've got the people in place to start making it for ourselves, like not having to play their game. Like, let's play our own game. But we got to start deciding that when I got a choice between going over here or going over there, I'm going to go over there. But is that increasing the racial divide? Like, if we...
I don't think it's necessarily increasing the racial divide, but at the same time, it's all of... I feel like it's about elevating the mind state. If you're going into this saying, you know, I'm an African-American actor, you know, and you're thinking about it as, I want to be a great actor. How do I break out? How do I do what Seinfeld did? Or, you know what I mean? Or Tom Cruise. But you're not catering to the same audience. Yes, I get it. You want to break down barriers, but you have to do it in a way that's true to you, true to your skill, true to who you are. You know what I mean? You can't change and become this person because then you're winning an award for playing this person. You're not winning an award for being you because you're great at who you are. All right, I'm on my soapbox.
And then the other thing that struck me about the video, because I've talked about this, because I'm a huge, I still have hope that the show is going to find life in some other form. The Carmichael Show. And then I thought that was kind of symbolic, the way, you know, like he was doing the show and then kind of stepped off and was talking to Hannibal, and Hannibal's like pointing out like how bullshit, you know, whatever he was doing was. And then he kind of went back and it's like, you know, having that epiphany, that moment. And then, you know, kind of got, you know, pulled off the stage by Issa and like, just like, you need to go. Like, you need
and,
to.
And it's the same exact thing. It's like, okay, we're doing this and we're doing this for a reason, because we want recognition and we're trying to subvert the industry. But at the same time, like I just said, you're doing it their way. You're doing what they want you to do. You're effectively being them. So how is that any different?
So that's what, like, the pieces to me starting to come together on, you know, what happened to the show. Because I heard different reports, but, you know, basically at the end of the day, it was that he decided he was going to walk away from the show. And I heard somewhere that it was because, like, the network didn't want to air certain episodes. And then, when I think of it that way, like, if you are the creative force behind a product that the network is putting out and the product is successful, and then you come, like, so it's your product. You are the creative force behind it. And everything you've done has proven to be successful. And then they say, no, we don't want to do that, though. It's like, well, if you do what I want to do, like, I got a track record now. Like, I'm showing you this will win. Like, you can only not want to do this because you just want to suppress something or hold something back. Because if you're following the pattern that's winning, then you would do what I want to do. Like, I've proven to you that what I want to do works. But here you don't want to do that now. You don't want to follow me anymore. You want to make the call. I think, you know, it's the kind of the same argument that Chappelle was saying about his show.
I was just about to say that too.
Like, I don't know.
Like, I was just about to say that because I watched I watched his stand up the other day. And first of all, it was funny as shit.
Absolutely.
But it made me think of Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like Chappelle, for lack of a better term.
Are you talking about the Gerard stand?
Yeah. For lack of a better word, it was balls against the wall. Some of the topics were extremely controversial. So fucking what? I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say anyway. And the shit that he spoke about and the fact and the shit that he made jokes about, it's like, on one hand, the average person won't even broach the subject.
Right.
He broached the subject and then took the most retarded ass stance on it. like fucking killing animals and shit.
I like the way he started out with the Hillary versus Trump thing. And he was like, you know, ladies, this is not the end, you know, blah blah blah. And he was like, but fellas, don't let them take this away from us. Like, we got a fucking winning streak, you know, like, we won again. Like, I don't know. Yeah,
it was some funny shit. I thought it was funny, but
yeah, I enjoy his comedy, and I miss the show. Like I said, I think my only issue with Gerard is that I don't believe there's space for Gerard Carmichael and Jared Flanagan at the same time. One of us got to go.
Y'all the same motherfucker, yeah.
So I need you to, you know, go ahead, do your thing, you know, and then step out the way. So another brother can get a shot. Or hire me or something. I don't know, whatever. Like, I'm just saying, one of us got to change. Like, somebody got to drop the Irish shit or something.
It's too close, man. The same person. It's too close. The level of petty.
See, he's a sneakerhead and stuff. Eats a lot of cereal. I don't know. There's some difference.
Like, ridiculous amounts of cereal.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite jokes. Like, I buy so much cereal, you would have thought a teacher once told me, nigga, you'll never have cereal.
That shit was hilarious. Yeah. I can't. That shit was hilarious.
I think, and there are things that I do like that. Like I went out and bought that Nintendo Switch, not because I'm just a huge video game fan, or not because... you know, I'm that into Mario Kart or something. It was just, I never had the money to have the new system on the day it came out.
Yeah, I've never.
When I was a kid. And now I do. And I'm going to stand in line and I'm going to get this thing.
Do
what I want to do. So I can have that feeling one day of I got the thing that the other people wanted but didn't, you know.
That's exactly the fucking reason.
Very petty reason. Very, you know, it wasn't about gaming. It wasn't about gaming at all.
It's not the best reason to spend $400. But I mean, it was exactly that. I got my PS4, bought it. I got it as a gift, like 2 years after it came out, limited edition one. PS3, Xbox One, because you're never in that space where it's like you may have the money, but other shit is important. And so you always put your wants on the back burner. And it's like to be able to say, you know what? I'm good. I can go do this. It really feels good.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a moment for me. It was a moment. That's my trophy. That's my Oscar right there. Mm-hmm. I look at it all the time. Yeah, I play Mario Kart just to spite other people.
Yeah, we went to bed last night and it was like 12:30, and I put on my headphones. First of all, why the fuck don't they activate the Bluetooth on this shit? I gotta plug in wires and shit to fucking get my headphones to work. But laying in the bed playing Mario Kart, Renee rolls over. She's like, "You fucking playing a game?" I'm like, "This shit was $400. I'm playing this motherfucker till it don't work no more."
I say, I buy every game that comes out. I play it for a bit, and I'm not even that big of a gamer, but it was one of those moments. Like, I had to have it.
Man, I'm on Amazon right now checking my order details because my Sonic is coming next week. I already got Mario Odyssey on pre-order.
Man, who got a deal on some Joy-Con, man? I need the color.
That shit don't make no game.
I got the gray joints. I need the red and blue or the new neon yellow.
Motherfucking
I know
Tom.
Somebody got to hook up out there. Come on, black people.
I'm not paying $100 for
them. You know who probably know how to get them? Motherfucking Quantasia. I need to hit her up. I know Quantasia knows somebody. That's racist, but fuck it, though.
See, I'm on Amazon now. So you mentioned it, so I was like, let me check online. The fucking Japanese imported ones for the Splatoon pack, $130.
Nah, ain't doing
the
it.
Regular pack, the blue and red, $120. The gray ones, $80, and it's still too much for that.
Can't do it. All right, but yeah, that's been our time, people. I don't know. I think it was a good episode. I think we talked about some decent shit. Stop LOLing.
Had to get some shit off my chest.
Man, Quantasia holler at me about these Joy-Con. man, yeah. Let us know what you think of the Moonlight video. What message you pulled out of it? I'm just not that deep. I need my messages to be in your face, very
in your face.
Pause. I need, you know. I just need. I don't like to. I do like to think, but not that much. I don't know. What else did we do? That might be it. All right, so people, man, I'm trying to get this outro, this, you know, just like finish the statement. I'm trying to have my little like Godspeed and good night moment, but I can't figure it out. Just, it's a lot of darkness out there. Fuck it, be the light. There we go.
Peace.
All right, peace.